Today on Building the Bakken.
CP is not doing what it should be doing, and I know when I challenged the...
Every inch of pipe that was put in the ground since 2006 through the end of 2013, pretty much, was too small.
Basically, there are probably double-wides, modulars that are put on site, and then discussions happen of trying to connect them to buildings, the dynamic with winters in North Dakota of students going in and out, going to the bathrooms and so forth. And
it was a media outlet in the eastern part of the United States that kept calling him, and they were looking for all the negative. They wanted the dirt, and Ron was getting very frustrated.
This is going to be a great story because they're also going to be working in other areas when it comes to security, emergency services, but also for the energy industry.
All this coming at them, you're going to do business with people that you know, that you like, and you trust.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there 24/7, no shower, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring, about energy and ag distribution with BNSF Railway and Canadian Pacific, and also an update from the Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms, Steve Holen, Watford City Superintendent and President of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, the Mayor of Williston, Howard Klug, and in our weekly Business of the Bakken interview, Wayne Sanders, owner of Coach's Choice. But first, I'd like to take this opportunity to mention our sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Montana Rig Mat, better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. And the Crude Life, when you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life. We'd like to thank those sponsors for supporting Building the Bakken, an educational and informational program. Please visit our website and click on our sponsors link for more information on any one of our sponsors here on Building the Bakken. We'd also like to thank our media affiliates. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. To see a full list of our media network, visit our website and click on the media network link. And in addition to radio, we also are in print. Building the Bakken pens a number of feature stories across the United States. From The Oil Man, a high-end industry publication out of Norman, Oklahoma, to The Drill, an oil publication put out by the Dickinson Press. Our written word can be found all over the globe, and I invite you folks to visit our website and take a read.
And he was singing well, a doo 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 doo.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In our Bakken Current Events segment, we talk with the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring.
Doug Goring, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you feel BNSF is
made some proper steps to satisfying some of the problems, whereas Canadian Pacific needs to step up and do more?
Yes.
Or, okay, that's what I thought I heard.
CP is not doing what it should be doing. And I know when I challenged the president of the company on this issue and I asked him about why are they leasing out their locomotives to companies like BNSF, and grant you, BNSF needs them and they want them, but you should be hauling your own product. You should be addressing the issues in here. And he said, don't tell me how to run my company. Well, I'm not telling you how to run your company. I'm telling you, you have businesses here in North Dakota that you need to take care of and be responsive to, because we've been longstanding customers here. They have not made very much of an effort to invest in North Dakota's infrastructure. They haven't done anything concerning their employment issues and more staffing. We see them leasing locomotives away and not putting them into their fleet. We haven't seen them put more cars into the system. It's a problem and it's an issue. And it compounds it because all that traffic and activity then ends up being moved over to BNSF. And BNSF, they deserve a black eye once in a while when they do something, and they've earned them. But in this case, they've stepped up to try and address an issue, and I got to commend them for that. I'll give them a black eye when they deserve it. This case, they've actually stepped up to try and take care of the business. Problem is they're trying to carry their water and somebody else's too.
UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, otherwise known as drones. We have a story coming out in the Bakken Breakout magazine on the potential in the oil patch with UAVs. North Dakota recently has become a test state in the ag world.
To develop the rules, to develop the ability to fly in areas under certain criteria, in certain borders and boundaries, and do the work that's needed to help agriculture be more effective and more efficient. And this is going to be a great story because they're also going to be working in other areas when it comes to security, emergency services, but also for the energy industry. I've met with four companies on this in the last 4 years, actually the last almost 5 years. And I just met with a company yesterday that's trying to look at doing some things for energy in the energy corridors and those pipelines. And we talked about thermal imagery. Mm-hmm. We also talked about some radar technology that can start to penetrate and look at where those pipelines are buried, if we're detecting any leaks. We've also talked about just their opportunity to fly over and see what's going on in the whole energy county area. And that's, I think it's going to be beneficial. It's going to work for agriculture. It's our ability to go in and start to look at disease, look at pathogens, get a step ahead of some of our issues, but also look at deficiencies that exist out there. Whether you're irrigating and you're starting to show some drought stress, whether you're looking at nitrogen deficiency, maybe some micronutrient deficiencies, there's going to be ways to help agriculture do a better job with producing a product. But for the energy industry, I see it as a way to safeguard our energy resources, to look at pipelines, to look at all the infrastructure out there, including roads, and then also inspect and stay on top of where those tank batteries are, what's going on in wellheads and pads out there, mm-hmm. what's happening with energy production in general. Very good way to inventory.
About 3-4 years ago, I interviewed a gentleman. I want to say it was Tommy Kenville.
Yes.
Okay.
I know
it
Tommy.
Is. Okay.
Yep.
Good. I'm glad because in my mind, he's touchdown Tommy Kenville, and I have no idea if he played football. But he just got back from Israel at the time, and he spent 5-7 years going back and forth because in Israel they are miles ahead of us in the unmanned aerial vehicles, and he was explaining a lot of these down to the size of a bumblebee. A lot of these aerials are over in Israel for a variety of different things. The way he explained it to me in the ag world, and I'll let you elaborate on this, is the UAVs would essentially fly over the row crops, and they would be able to identify which individual crops had a disease, mm-hmm. for example. And in a perfect world, then, a little remote control robot 4x4, four-wheeler, would drive out to that one specific plant, mist it with the pesticide, and then it would save a small fortune for the farmer on pesticides. I'm sure the chemical companies don't want to hear this, but that's the ideology behind how aerial drones would be used in agriculture. Now, if you take out the row of sunflowers or soybeans and put in a pipeline, you can see how the application's going to be there. So, go on.
In theory and technically, yes, you could do that. You could pinpoint that one plant that has an issue. Chances are if that one...
That was North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring. To listen to the full-length interview, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com.